Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, we've been off for the past couple of weeks. We want to get up to speed on everything. And the big question, is corn still king?
Corn is still the dominant factor in the market, but I don't believe that corn is still king. I think the situation has changed. You got corn and wheat still trading in their dollar range, respectively, but wheat has earned some independence from corn.
Okay, let's talk now about some of the dynamics that are behind that, some of the factors that you're looking at.
Well, wheat stocks have tightened up a little bit, and mainly in the foreign market, international markets. You can go to Russia, Ukraine. The talk is that they may limit their exports or may suspend exports. I read one commentary that they'll run out of exportable wheat at least by the end of October. They may cut it sooner. And that limits the supply of wheat in the world market, makes the U.S. wheat, which right now is about $20 a ton, about 54 cents a bushel, priced above the world market, but it'll bring the demand back in for our exportable wheat. And that makes wheat prices, to a certain degree, independent of corn.
Okay, and without question, there's some U.S. factors going on as well regarding harvest and some of the percentages there.
You bet. There, especially with corn, we've got 15-20% of the corn harvested, so there's a lot of uncertainty about how much corn we're going to be able to harvest. There's concern right now about the hurricane and the rain that's coming through. Will that reduce corn stocks a little bit? That supports corn prices, and so what we see is if wheat stocks are tight enough, if corn prices go up, wheat prices go up, or if wheat, something happens to wheat, wheat prices will go up and corn will follow wheat. So you've got both corn and wheat. Either one of those markets can changes in the supply and our demand situation can result in higher prices.
Okay, you talked a little bit about that dollar spread. What is the range there?
Well, if we're looking at the Kansas City Board of Trade December contract, it's $8.69 on the bottom, $9.57 on top. Chicago December contract for corn, $7.50 on the bottom, $8.49 on the top. There is probably support for corn at 786. I'd say light support there and heavy support at the 750. If you're watching the July contract for the 13 harvest, it's 825 and 890.
Okay, and we like to always end with some marketing advice for our Oklahoma producers.
Well, if they're looking at pricing 2013 wheat, either hedging or forward contracting, with these prices, you may want to do 10 or 15% of that. But any hedge or forward contracted product, make sure you've got crop insurance to cover that. If you still have wheat in the bin, it's going to wallow around for a while. It's going to be a couple weeks before we know the direction of the market. You may want to sell some now if you're antsy about it. If not, just follow your plan. Sell it in September, October, and then the last of it in the November, December time period.
Okay, good advice. Kim Anderson, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.